WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A jury says those who organized the Unite the Right rally must pay millions of dollars in damages. A UVA researcher pioneers a way to do brain surgery without a scalpel. And we explore the new Buy Nothing movement taking hold in Lexington. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, November 24. Organizers of the deadly 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville will have to pay millions of dollars in damages for their involvement, but the jury couldn't agree if they should be responsible for planning to commit racial violence, VPM's Patrick Larson reports.
The alleged conspiracy to target Black and Jewish people at the rally was central to the case, and it's the part the jury didn't go for. But University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says the punitive damages from other charges will still send a clear message.
But also to the public and others who might be inclined to engage in similar behavior, that this is improper behavior.
The jury assigned more than $25 million in damages to go to 9 Charlottesville residents who brought the case. Almost half of that was assessed against James Alex Fields Jr., who rammed a car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one.
Patrick Larson reporting. State lawmakers are already introducing bills in advance of next year's General Assembly session. One of the earliest is a proposal for paid family and medical leave. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Congress is currently debating a proposal for 4 weeks of paid family and medical leave as part of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. But even if that plan gets to the president's desk and becomes law, State Senator Jennifer Boyce, a Democrat from Herndon, says that's not enough. That's why she introduced Senate Bill 1 to make sure people have 12 weeks of paid family and medical leave.
If you got 4 weeks at the federal level, then if we were able to implement my program, it could address the next 8 weeks so that we would have a full 12-week program in Virginia.
Instead of dipping into existing money to pay for it, Boyce's plan would have employees set aside money to pay for it. Some critics say that creates a new set of problems, like Thomas Jefferson Institute senior fellow Stephen Hainer.
The bottom line is it's an employer mandate. If there's an extra 15 cents an hour that has to be put into this tax fund to pay for this benefit, that's 15 cents an hour that won't be in a pay raise. It's just another employer cost. It was unsuccessful when they had control. I don't see why it's going to pass when they don't have control.
Now, the last time Boyce introduced a similar proposal, she was able to get only 3 of the 12 Democrats on the Commerce and Labor Committee to vote in favor of the bill. Boyce says paid family and medical leave remain a top priority. Michael Pope.
Members of the Mattaponi tribe plan to protest during the annual tax tribute ceremony at the state capitol today. According to the Virginia Mercury, they're pushing for democratic elections in the tribe, women's suffrage, and reservation housing. As part of their effort, a group marched to Mattaponi Chief Mark Custolo's house to deliver a petition announcing they would no longer recognize the tribal government. Chief Custolo filed charges against them. The group is being represented pro bono by former Virginia Attorney General Tony Troy and his law partner, State Senator Bill Stanley. As we reported on Monday, researchers at the University of Virginia have developed a way to operate on the brain without a scalpel. Randy B. Hagee has more.
UVA researcher Kevin Lee has pioneered a new technology called PING, a non-invasive way to target and destroy problematic clumps of brain cells. It could be used to treat conditions such as epilepsy.
About 2/3 of people respond to available anti-seizure medications, but about 1/3 of patients do not. And those patients become candidates, some of them do, for surgery, and it's highly effective in terms of stopping seizures if you can go in and cut out the area of the brain that's generating the seizures.
Of course, traditional brain surgery is very invasive, and Lee said many people who could benefit from it are too afraid to get the procedure, but maybe they'd be more amenable to PING. First, an MRI would be used to locate the problem cells. Then, a toxin would be injected into the person's bloodstream. Normally, that toxin can't get through the blood-brain barrier, but a specialized helmet that emits ultrasound beams, in layman's terms, zaps open a tiny portal right by those target cells, and the toxin hops in only where it needs to be.
I'm using epilepsy as an example, but it might be that in the future that you would use this for treating movement disorders like Parkinson's disease.
Lee said there's still a long road ahead before they're ready for clinical trials with people, but he's in contact with researchers at Stanford who are helping to confirm his findings. For WMRE News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
The transition from virtual learning to in-person instruction has been difficult for many students. One professor at Virginia Tech finds significant increases in academic and social emotional concerns. Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore reports.
Research is still being conducted, but early data suggests about 20% of school children are experiencing moderate to clinical levels of psychological trauma symptoms, things like anxiety, depression, or even aggression. Dr. Rosanna Bro teaches psychology at Virginia Tech and runs the school's Child Study Center. She says there are certainly red flags to look for.
Really intense patterns of irritability or sadness, typically going on for a couple weeks. For younger kids, this might be excessive crying or clinginess, so kind of big changes in behavior from what their baseline is.
Bro says kids experiencing those symptoms can also see their academic performance dip. Parents and teachers should set realistic goals to help motivate students. For example, setting a goal of an hour of homework per day. That, she stresses, will be more helpful than focusing on where they should be based upon pre-pandemic metrics. Bro also emphasizes both parents and teachers need to take care of themselves, too.
Using our own coping strategies, relying on our own social supports, monitoring our own mental health and our own stress levels actually makes us better teachers and better parents.
She says addressing concerns early, including with the help of a counselor or therapist, is vital to helping kids get back to their healthy selves. I'm Nick Gilmore.
With COVID-19 still in the back of many families' minds, a health expert from Virginia Commonwealth University has advice on how to keep your family safe this holiday season. VPM's Adia Golston reports.
Besides basic table manners at Thanksgiving, VCU health epidemiologist Michael Stevens wants everyone to remember basic pandemic etiquette too, like sanitizing, masking up, and getting vaccinated. Stevens says families should establish rules for the gathering and be transparent about their health. For example, asking for unvaccinated loved ones to get tested before arriving or requesting anyone with symptoms to not attend.
What can everybody sort of like agree to? I think people, especially if there's people at high risk in the environment, like immunocompromised people or there's some older people in the environment, people should definitely outline what they feel comfortable with.
For kids who are either too young for the vaccine or still haven't gotten the shot, Steven says they should wear a mask indoors if people outside the household are visiting and maintain physical distance.
Adia Golston reporting. Finally today, as inflation soars and many people continue to struggle financially, a national movement exchanging goods and services for free is growing. WMRA's Jesse Nadler reports on the Buy Nothing movement taking hold in Lexington.
There is a store in Lexington that is unlike all others. You go in, you browse, you look through clothes, baby supplies, books, some furniture, you take what you need, you leave. What you don't do here is pay any money for what you're taking.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Shopping at this store is free, as in really free, as in really, really free. In fact, that's what it's called, the really, really free market. It's kind of like a Goodwill or Salvation Army, only with less merchandising props, such as clothing racks and shelving. The floor is overflowing with donations and shoppers.
When you're struggling and you need hygiene products or any of that, you can come here and get it for free. And that's great. It helps a whole lot.
Crystal Muller was at the free market with her mother and two babies. They were there specifically for the Care Kits, a bi-monthly program run through the free market where people can come in and pick up bags of personal hygiene and home essential items and baby products for free.
And it's a program that's used to lighten the load. So you can take that money that you would have spent on those things that are necessities and put it towards your light bill or your rent or any other thing that you need.
Tanya Klemmer started the Care Kits program out of her guest bedroom before moving it to the free market. She understood firsthand the need for such a service.
I've been a single mom for 19 years. I have a special needs son, and it's hard. Even before COVID, things are tough. Right now, with prices rising so rapidly and the holidays are approaching, I just feel like there's a need.
Tanya figured people dealing with food insecurity can go to the food bank, but there were no services she knew of that addressed other necessities like shampoo. And she didn't want her customers to feel bad or guilty for needing these things.
This is a fun, friendly environment. We joke, we cut up, we have pretty gift bags, and you leave here just like you were in a downtown shop.
I've lived in this community my whole life, and I just want to say to our community, they are awesome, because all Tanya has to put out is a need for something, and there is somebody somewhere that if they can't donate it, they'll send in a monetary donation. It's just amazing, this program.
Nancy Old is a CareKits volunteer. She was also a CareKits customer. She says being involved with the program, working with Tanya, giving back to the community, has literally changed her life.
I suffer from depression and anxiety, and it has given me a reason not to crawl up in my bed and just go to sleep and pretend like the world's not here. It's given me a purpose.
CareKits, the really, really free market, it's all part of a growing national movement known as the Buy Nothing Project. Buy Nothing is a network of social media groups that encourages people to give and receive goods and services without any money changing hands. For a lot of people, it represents a mindset shift. The idea that you don't always have to buy and sell things in a society already overflowing with stuff. Sometimes it just feels better to give it away. Amity Mitchell helped spearhead the movement in Rockbridge County. She's a single mom, an environmentalist. She owned a popular restaurant in Lexington, and now she cares for her ailing father.
Yes, money is a resource and is a form of abundance, but it is by no means the only one. And your skills, your experiences, the things that you have, the material possessions you have, even just your time, are all resources.
Amity also launched the Zipper Collective. It's an incubator for other mutual aid ideas people like Tanya may want to develop. In fact, Tanya is expanding her program to help people, particularly victims of domestic abuse, furnish their homes. Here's Amity again.
Money to me is not as important a currency as human connection is. The fulfillment that I get from what I'm doing right now is so soul deep that nothing else could come close. But it's scary because everything we're taught, how we measure one another, how we define power, is all about currency and money. And it's scary to go, you know what, that's not my currency.
Still, Amity acknowledges that, yes, the lights at the market have to stay on, and that takes money. Generous donations from community members who, so far, have been more than willing to support these projects. The Facebook group Buy Nothing Lexington VA has nearly 4,000 members. In a town of 8,000, that says something. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
And you can learn more about the Buy Nothing movement at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.